What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, Winter, who are you on the inside?
I'm what? 我里面是...
Like, tell me about yourself. I feel like I've never asked before.
Okay. 就是问我们内在内心是一个什么样的人，是吧？那我们今天呢，就是来聊一聊怎么样用英文来描述自己的个性呢？描述一个人真正的个性呢？我们到底是什么样的人呢？那欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们本期节目以及往期节目的文字版笔记。
The first phrase we will talk about is Who are you on the inside?
Yeah.
就是你内心是一个什么样的人？ On the inside. You don't say in the inside, right?
No, we use on the inside.
啊，是的，而且大家注意到了吗？Inside 这个单词它是元音音标开头的单词嘛，所以你看 Tiff 的这个发音是把 the 读成 the 重读 right on the inside.
Who are you on the inside? Yeah, I feel like sometimes we are different on the outside than the person that we are on the inside. Like sometimes people are tough on the outside, but on the inside they are sensitive and soft.
I see what you mean. I think I am. 我觉得我算是这样的人了，就是 tough on the outside, 外表比较坚强比较强势， but sensitive and soft on the inside, 就是内心比较敏感和 soft, 柔软一点，比较感性。
Wow.
So when someone asks you about your inside, that is kind of a personal question, right?
Exactly.
这个问题是不是还蛮 personal, 就是蛮私人私密的话题。
Yes, you shouldn't ask people you barely meet this question. If you do, they will say no to answering, and that's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Some people may think you're weird, right?
Right.
Maybe just ask people that you are close enough to.
Yeah.
这个问题呢比较 personal, 所以我们还是要问比较 close, 比较亲密的朋友之间才可以聊这个话题。
True, but it is a good question to ask friends or say you're on a date, you want to know who they are on the inside.
Yeah, you will have a deeper understanding of who they are when you ask who they are on the inside.
Exactly.
So remember the question, who are you on the inside?
Who are you on the inside?
Yeah, 那我们经常说啊，每个人都是独一无二的，我就是我，颜色不一样的烟火。这个怎么说呢？
We are all unique. I am who I am.
I am who I am.
We are
我就是我。
Yes, exactly. We are all different in many different ways. That is important when talking about yourself. You need to talk about why you are unique.
每个人都是独一无二的，独一无二的就是 unique. U-N-I-Q-U-E, right? Unique.
Unique.
Yeah. I feel like that is why a person is friends with people.Because they're unique, and maybe they're both unique and similar, so they get along.
Exactly. Talking about how you are unique can interest people into wanting to be your friend.
I think for some people, it is hard to talk about themselves and why they're unique.
I know, Winter. I've noticed when I ask people in China why they are unique or about themselves, they're...quite humble about who they are.
right, I agree. Like, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, humble, 就是谦逊的 right? 谦虚的 Yes, we are. Like, Chinese people value the trait of being humble.
Okay, but then after meeting them and talking to them for a while, I find out they have like a PhD or they're good at sports or just like...these great things about them.
Yeah, I think it's just the culture, okay? So you should be humble. Like,
在中国啊，我们就是从小被教育要谦虚一点嘛，就是明明可能就是 straight A student,
yeah.
然后考试满分，然后出考场也会说，哎，我真的没考好，没考好啊。
Yeah.
So Chinese people are quite humble about who we are.
Exactly, and I feel like seeing both sides now, it's quite the opposite in America. I feel like people want to tell you about everything they're good at or things they've accomplished.
I feel like Americans are humble in their own way.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
美国人是就整体来说比较自信了，对吧？不太会假谦虚。但是呢，如果觉得自己非常的擅长某件事情，他们可能就会直说说、I'm good at this, you can trust me.
Exactly.
但是呢，其实啊，在我们看来会觉得有的时候美国人是不是有点过于自信了呀
Overly confident.
Yeah, overly confident. And you don't want to be the opposite of humble, which is cocky.
Ah, someone who is just overly confident.
Yeah.
Okay. Cocky. C-O-C-K-Y. Cocky. 这个词啊，它就是过分自信的，就是自以为是的。
So people who are cocky, I just feel are rude and they just look stupid.
Yes, exactly.
Cocky is just being too proud in a negative way. Like, when people are cocky, they put down other people while talking about themselves.
哦，我明白了。因为我们用中文说啊，说一个人就是过分自信，其实我们会说，哎，他太骄傲了。可是实际上啊，骄傲在英文里面不是用啊 proud 这个词吗？但是刚刚 Tiff 就有教我们说 proud 和 cocky 是有区别的。因为对美国人来说啊，proud 并不见得是一个 negative 的事情、
yeah.
对，但是呢 cocky 就一定是非常负面的了，等于说是一种负面的过于骄傲、right?
Exactly、
mm-hmm. So you want to talk about yourself but don't go overboard.
Don't go overboard.
So make yourself seem like more than you are, right?
Exactly.
So 我们要不卑不亢的就是来定位自己，但是呢也不能过于自信，夸大其词了。
I just feel like people that are cocky are not confident, and they just want people to say, oh, you did such a great job, like, just to praise them.
我明白你的意思，就是那句话，一个人内心越是缺少什么，就越爱炫耀什么。
I couldn't agree more.
I feel like when people are telling me about themselves, they always talk about how ambitious they are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 很多人都喜欢说自己非常的有上进心，有野心，就是 ambitious.
Ambitious. And who doesn't want to be successful and wealthy? Both are good.
I like when people are ambitious. I consider myself ambitious.
It's a really good thing to be ambitious and to talk about that when you're talking about yourself. It shows that you are determined and you don't give up easily.
Thanks. Okay, determined is another good word. Determined 就是坚定的，坚决的。所以我们如果说自己是一个 ambitious 或者是 a determined person、mm-hmm. 就是说其实这些都是、很 positive 的单词，就是很、很好的个人品质，特别是在我们在求职啊找工作的时候，他们都是非常好的你介绍自己的一个方法 right?
Most
bosses like determined and ambitious employees.
Yeah, because it's highly possible that they will work hard, and I think that'sreally good.
对，因为有上进心嘛，我们就会 work hard.
Work hard. Okay, I think that's all the time we have today.
Yeah, great time. 今天呢，我们就跟着 Tiff 一起来聊了一下，就是美国人和中国人个性里面的差别，和我们在形容自己是什么样的人的时候，经常用到的一些词和这些文化差异哈。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。